Abraham definitely gives credit where credit's due. I mean, he was probably at this point approaching the upper side of 80, maybe 90 years old. He couldn't go and start hacking up kings and other people. So he gives credit to God. We see that in the tithes. He gives the 10%. But then also in verse 24, we see Aner, Eshol, and Mamre. And we glossed over this a bit, but I'd like to go back to verse 13. And he dwelt by the oaks of Mamre the Amorite, the brother of Eshol, and the brother of Aner. And they were Abram's allies. And so we have to have allies. We have to have those fellow believers who will walk with us and help us and bring us up in strength. And he gives credit to them. Let them take their portion. So not only do we have the Lord to rely on, we also have those fellow believers who can help bear us up.
And I think we also see that Abram was very protective over his own testimony. We see here that for Abram, he didn't want any of the surrounding peoples to be able to say, well, Abram's rich, but he got a little help from me, or a piece of his possessions, or a piece of his richness. I was responsible for that. And so we see here that how protective Abram was over his own testimony. And I think the practical application for us today, or one of the practical applications for us today, is, for those of us in the workforce, there's a lot of opportunities to cut corners. There's a lot of opportunities for us to achieve success via means that are not necessarily the most ethical or are the most principled. And so the principle for us, for those of us in the workforce, is that we don't want anyone to be able to point at our success and say, well, it was a result of this. But we should be able to say that, all of the victories that we have in life come from the Lord. And for those of us in school, there's a temptation to cut a few corners, to have share or collaboratively do homework, right? Or to collaboratively take a test, or a lot of those kinds of things where there's the opportunity to cut corners. And so, we see here with Abram that he never wanted to give anyone the opportunity to point a finger, at him, and by definition, or as a result, point a finger at the Lord.
Our time is up, but I would like to give you some verses to look at that perhaps we will go over tomorrow. The first verse of chapter 15. I'm sure we would want to spend some time there. I think that we would look at some of the verses of chapter 17 from verse 1 down through verse 8, verses 15 through 19. These are some areas we're going to want to spend a little time on tomorrow, and then we'll come to chapter 18, and I'm not sure how far we'll get down through that chapter, but these are areas that you might look at in your devotions tonight that I believe the Lord would have us to come to before we come to the judgment and so on Friday.